All right, we've got a big update coming tonight regarding the Middle East, regarding the war between Iran and Israel. The White House is yet again threatening Benjamin Netanyahu, threatening Israel. You either do this or this will happen. Also, will Netanyahu cave to the pressure? Will he be true to the word that he gave the White House, wherein which he stated that he will limit certain sites that Israel will attack and they are going to attack? Or will he ignore all of the pressure and go straight for the serpent's head and strike Iran's nuclear facilities? That's what we're going to cover in tonight's 8 p.m. Eastern podcast. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, people? It is Wednesday, October 16th. Welcome to the 8 p.m. Eastern podcast. We want to welcome all of our viewers, all of our listeners, Apple, Spotify, Rumble, YouTube, coming from Facebook, coming from Instagram, coming from Twitter, coming from Telegram, wherever you're joining us from, we welcome you tonight. We welcome everybody in the chat right there at YouTube that are coming on to the program. Listen, do me a favor. If you're new, first time joining us, first time hopping on here onto YouTube, let us know in the chat below that you're new and where you guys are joining us from. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, or maybe you're watching from Rumble, let us know in the comment section below there where you're joining us from and if you're new as well. And of course, listen, if you're listening from Apple or Spotify, we welcome you as well, or wherever you may get your podcast. Do us a favor. If you enjoy content like this, help us out by giving us a good review. You guys help us out by hitting that like button. Help others get and see our program as well on these algorithms, and we would greatly appreciate that. So, boy, do we got a lot to cover tonight. Want to get you right in there. So let's do it right now. Of course, we're talking about the latest regarding the ongoing conflict, the war that now many pundits are even saying this is a war. This is no longer a scuffle, a conflict, but this is a full-blown war that's broke out between Israel and Iran. It's become tit for tat. And now next military response, everyone is holding their breath and waiting for Israel to make the next strike, which it is apparent that Israel has already said they are going to strike. It's just a matter of when. Now, according to this is a report from Haaretz.com. Again, this is a local, this is an Israeli affiliate there in the Middle East. I'm going to read this to you. Netanyahu says Israel will strike Iranian military targets before the U.S. November 5th elections. Again, Benjamin Netanyahu, according to this source, has stated that Israel will indeed strike Iranian military targets before the upcoming U.S. elections here that takes place on November 5th. Officials tell Washington Post that Israel will carry out these strikes against the Islamic Republic before the election takes place and plans to wrap up Lebanon operation in coming weeks. According to the source, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told the United States that Israel will limit its retaliatory attacks against Iran to military targets and will forego attacks on the Islamic Republic's nuclear and oil facilities. The paper cited two sources as saying that Netanyahu made the comments to U.S. President Joe Biden during their recent phone conversation last week. The first time the two leaders had spoken in more than 7 weeks. And remember, there's been an ongoing tensions between the two, whereas Biden has become very angry at Benjamin Netanyahu because Netanyahu keeps crossing these red lines that Biden puts in place. Biden tells him not to do this and use restraint and not to do this and do that and act accordingly. But Benjamin Netanyahu is not swayed by Biden's opinions. And Benjamin Netanyahu is going to do what's best for Israel and to protect the people of Israel. He's made this abundantly clear, guys. He's come here to New York. He's come to meetings and stated this during UN meetings. The report says that the Prime Minister's office said that, quote, "We are listening to the opinions of the U.S. administration, but we," listen to this, "we will make our final decisions based on the best interest of Israel." So there's, now this is what's interesting here is, again, Netanyahu is kind of appeasing Biden by saying, yeah, we're not going to do this. We're not going to strike that. But at the end of the day, quote, the Prime Minister's office is saying that they are going to make their final decisions. Remember, people, they have not carried out the attacks yet. So just because the Washington Post and other sources are saying that that Israel is merely going to strike this target or that target and stay away from the nuclear and oil facilities does not mean that they won't carry out these attacks. In recent weeks, the U.S. and several European countries have tried to dissuade Israel from attacking Iran's oil facilities as part of its expected response to the Iranian missile attack earlier this month. The U.S. administration is particularly concerned about an Israeli response that will cause prices to rise in the global energy market on the eve of the U.S. presidential elections. There you go. Again, don't make this current administration look bad before we go into the elections, because it could sway the elections. A source familiar with the details of the conversation between Biden and Netanyahu stated that Israel would react in a way that would not appear as if it was trying to interfere in the presidential elections. However, the source did add that Israel's attack would be carried out before the November 5th elections, since the lack of a response would be interpreted by Iran as a sign of weakness. This will be just the first in a series of reactions. Let me say that again. This coming strike before, again, if they are correct, and this happens before the next 3 weeks. So we already know the U.S. elections is in about 3 weeks on November 5th. So if this attack takes place, which again, I'm citing the source, it will be the first of a series of reactions. Then somewhere between now, as of Wednesday, October 16th, and before November 5th, we're going to see at least one strike be carried out. However, the paper reported, as part of consultations with the U.S., the official familiar with the matter said Israel has told Washington it intends to, quote, wrap up operations in Lebanon in the coming weeks. Now, what's very intriguing is the most important, or I should say the most popular politician in Israel right now, Naftali Bennett, he wants to take out the Iranian nuclear facilities. Let me give you a quote. He said, quote, "I wanted to be very clear about our goal." And he said that, quote, "Our goal is to topple, or should be to topple, Iran's regime." He went further to say, "That's what we need to do. We need to topple Iran's regime as soon as possible, certainly before they acquire a nuclear weapon." So I thought about some stuff. Now I'm going to show you an article. I'm going to give you this report, and then I'm going to give you an opinion on this and show you why it can be very crucial for multiple factors here that Israel has a window of opportunity. If there was ever a time for Israel to strike the nuclear facilities, it's now, because I believe time is running out, guys. For multiple reasons. Let me give you one of those reasons right here. All right, this is from the U.S. Sun, quote, "Fears Israel will have to let terror missiles through air defense amid shortage of interceptors, including $2 million Arrow 3s. Israel faces a shortage of rocket and missile interceptors vital for its Iron Dome air defense system, according to this report. Meaning, what this means is weapons that are fired to them from, factions, Hezbollah, Hamas, Houthis, Iran itself, could pierce through and strike the heart of Israel. After a year of war in Gaza and now heavy fighting in Lebanon, Israel's store of crucial $2 million Arrow 3 missiles has taken a heavy toll. These specialist rockets that are used to intercept ballistic missiles that are fired by terror groups like Hezbollah in Lebanon at significant distance from the Israeli border, they form a key part of the $150 million Iron Dome defense system, which has kept Israel safe from countries onslaught by air. Now the country gears up to protect itself from attacks by Iran, potentially in partnership with these terror proxies. Industry specialists, according to former military officials and analysts, all have told multiple outlets such as the Financial Times that the shortage of interceptor missiles poses a serious threat. There are concerns that Israel will have to choose which areas it defends if it does not have enough missiles to cover the entire country. I want to pull this up. This is a heavy statement right here, guys. Quote, there are concerns that Israel will have to choose which areas it defends if it does not have enough missiles to cover the country. The U.S. is rushing to help patch up the gaps in Israel's missile stores, announcing this week that it would deploy a terminal high-altitude area defense THAAD anti-missile battery. Remember, we reported on this, I believe it was on our last update, we reported that America is sending U.S. Forces, over 100 plus U.S. Military, over there to operate this thing and to protect this weaponry. But I'm going to get back to this article. But before we do that, I want to jump over because this is the concern. Because I don't know if you're aware of this, but Biden and Lloyd Austin, Secretary of State Lloyd Austin, has just made another threat to Israel. And this is regarding their weapons supply. Look at this headline. U.S. gives Israel a 30-day notice to address Gaza aid crisis. If it is not curbed, they're threatening to end its weapons supply. According to this report, a letter from Blinken and Austin lists series of demands. Look at that. Demands, including allowing 350 trucks daily into the strip, ensuring northern Gaza isn't isolated, and the deadline falls days after the U.S. election. The report says that the White House has warned Israel. Again, it has 1 month to implement significant improvements to the humanitarian situation in Gaza or jeopardize the continued supply of U.S. weapons, noting that humanitarian assistance entering the strip has plummeted in recent months. And a Sunday letter to Defense Minister Gallant and Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer, obtained by the Times of Israel, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and I want to correct myself because a while ago I called Lloyd Austin the Secretary of State, let me correct myself. It's the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lamented that the past several months have seen a significant deterioration in the amount of aid entering Gaza. The top U.S. officials said such developments call into question Israel's commitment to not restrict the entry of aid into Gaza and that it is using U.S. weapons in line with international law. Now, also remember in our last update, we showed you where Biden was barking at Israel, basically, and rebuking Israel, and we even went as far as accusing Israel and striking UN humanitarian aid officers and people on the ground, like literally claiming and accusing them of carrying out military strikes against these people. Absolutely insane. So why is this important? Because remember, there's now reports that Israel is running out of the defenses they need to protect their country, and they could face a dire situation where it's going to have to make the decision on what areas of Israel they're going to cover and what parts they're going to leave vulnerable. And they are, and now Biden is threatening to cut off weapon supply to them. Dana Stroll, who is a former senior U.S. defense official specializing in the Middle East, said that Israel's munitions issue is serious. Quote, if Iran responds to an attack, if Iran responds to an Israeli attack with a massive airstrike campaign and Hezbollah joins in as well, Israel air defenses will be stretched. And she went further to stating that, quote, the U.S. cannot continue supplying Ukraine and Israel at the same pace. We are reaching a tipping point. Well, I wonder who they're going to choose to continue to supply weapons to. Are they going to continue to supply weapons to Ukraine? Or are they going to continue to supply weapons to Israel? We're going to see who has the best interests for U.S. officials, people in the White House, this current administration. Is it Ukraine or is it Israel? If America was faced a choice, they had to turn their back on Israel or Ukraine, who do you think they're going to turn their back on? Where do you think international pressure is coming to turn their back on? Is it Ukraine or is it Israel? Now, before you answer that, think about that real, real hard. Now, we also know that Iran has completely ceased any indirect talks with the U.S. as the region continues to escalate. This is according to the Jerusalem Post. Iran has suspended indirect talks with America amid regional tensions as Israel considers a response to recent missile strikes. Quote, currently, we do not see any ground for these talks until we can get past the current crisis. This is according to Iranian foreign minister, which has played an intermediary role in the talks. His comments were reported by Iranian state-owned news outlet Press TV. Oman has always contributed greatly to solving the regional problems and regarding Iran and the U.S. It has always tried to play a positive role in conveying a message or preparing the ground for negotiations. He underscored the importance of diplomacy and said Tehran was not interested in further violence. Our position is crystal clear, and we have repeated and we have repeated many times that we do not want war and conflict, right? Although we are fully prepared for it. We think that diplomacy should work. Now, while all eyes are on Iran and Israel, some very interesting developments have taken place between North Korea and South Korea. I don't know if you saw this, but North Korea threatens to turn South Korea into a pile of ashes as it blows up a key road. According to a report, North Korea has warned that war may break out at any moment after South Korea allegedly flew drones into North Korean province and retaliated by destroying roads linking the two countries. In the report, the stark warning came after the country's foreign ministry claimed that South Korean drones carrying leaflets critical of leader Kim Jong-un had flown over the North Korean capital three times. They claimed the drones carrying leaflets filled with inflammatory rumors and rubbish were flown over the city on the October 3rd, the 9th, and the 10th. North Korea then blew up sections of road that, while not in use, are seen as symbolic of efforts to improve ties and eventually reunite the peninsula. Quote, North Korea has detonated parts of the Gyeonggi and Donggae roads north of the military demarcation line. The South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff stated, adding that the South had boasted its military readiness in response, North Korea says its military is on standby to unleash firepower, with the North Korean Defense Ministry warning on Monday that war, quote, may break out at any moment on the Korean Peninsula. North Korean army chiefs added that South Korea might turn into piles of ashes for launching the drone attack. The South Korean Defense Minister initially denied the claim, but the Joint Chiefs of Staff have now said they can, quote, cannot confirm whether the North Korean allegations are true or not. The Associated Press reported that South Korea warned it would punish North Korea if the people of South Korea were threatened. This is the first time North Korea has accused its rival of flying drones to drop propaganda leaflets into the country, but the two sides have frequently accused one another of flying balloons filled with trash and leaflets into one another's territory. North Korea has previously issued fiery rhetoric when tensions between the South Korea and the U.S. become elevated. Relations between North and South Korea have been tense since 2019, when a U.S.-led diplomacy to end North Korea's nuclear program disintegrated. So, guys, I just want to remind you, you know, this is exactly what Jesus warned about. You know, in Matthew 24, he says in Matthew 24:6, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you're not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will indeed rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, there will be pestilences, earthquakes in various places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. So this is not going to be a long, long update tonight, but it's going to be very thought-provoking, because we've got a lot on our plate to pray about. We've got a lot unfolding. We're 3 weeks out before the U.S. elections. All that's unfolding. So it's going to be interesting. So it's a matter of time. Again, within the next 3 weeks, it's going to be interesting to see what Israel does, what they actually carry out as far as an attack. Will they strike Iran's nuclear facilities against all the advisory of Washington and the disapproval of Washington? Will weapons be cut off from Israel? Will America finally do it and cut off Israel as far as their weapon supply? All of this is hanging over the table here. And so now let me recap this by saying this. I told you at the beginning, here's why I believe that if there was ever an opportune time for Israel to strike Iran's nuclear facility, it's right now. And here's why. Number one is the political aspect of this. We're 3 weeks out before the election, and this current administration is bucking up against Israel. They're not in full support of Israel. They're definitely not on board with Israel attacking the nuclear facility. Number two, Israel has prepared for this for over 20 years. They have prepared for this precise moment for over 20 years. Number three, they have already carried out precision military operations, and they've gotten deeper and deeper and deeper. And now they're on seven fronts? So it's like a no turning back now scenario. As one pundit said, why would you go this far only to retract and let the enemy regroup? Because they're going to come after you regardless, no matter what you do. You've already taken a shotgun to a hornet's nest, and the hornets are flying out everywhere. And just because, if you think that you're going to just set back and allow them to regroup and they're going to forget about you and everything's going to be great, Israel knows this, guys. Why do you think, again, some of these potential politicians that can replace Netanyahu is already saying that their goal is to completely topple the Iranian regime? All right. And then another reason why I believe that the time is now is because they are running out of their defense system capabilities. We just read that to you, leaving their nation vulnerable for the next wave of attacks. So if they don't Listen to me. Again, I know I'm nobody. I'm just giving you my opinion. If they don't carry this out and they don't strike the heart of Iran by taking out this nuclear facility, which every analyst, every expert has warned that if Iran ever got to the point where they were fully capable of putting nuclear warheads into play, they would no doubt take Tel Aviv off the map. They would wipe Tel Aviv off the map. Israel knows this. Their intelligence knows this. And I'm just telling you, this very well could be that last opportunity for Israel to carry out such an operation, with or without Biden's approval, Washington's approval, or America's approval. So, again, the reason why I'm saying this, it's going to get real interesting in the next 3 weeks. So we've got a lot to pray about. Keep your eyes open, and we're going to keep you updated as much as possible right here at End Time Headlines. And I want to encourage you, if you've not downloaded our free app, please go do that. Get it on Apple and Android and hit yes to push notifications. You're going to hear every breaking news, every prophecy update, every article, every headline, every talking point. Everything is going to be right there at your fingertips. This is how we tell everybody, you know, we love for you to subscribe to our social media sites and follow us there, but get the app. This is the best way you can keep up with this. And again, guys, don't forget, hit that like button. Also, if this ministry, again, is a source of blessing to you, we want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can partner with us two different ways, electronically or by check or money order. If you wish to give electronically, there you can go through the app, you can go through the main website, and right here on YouTube, either in the chat or in the comments, it's pinned at the top where it says support, and it's real big letter support. There's a link right there. You can just click there. If you wish to give by check or money order, right there on your screen, you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. Tomorrow, we got a couple things we're going to talk about. I plan on being here, being on tomorrow at least once. I don't know for sure if we'll be on tomorrow night. We may take a break. I will keep you updated on that, let you know. But I do know that I've got one, probably about a 25, 30 minute podcast I want to get out tomorrow. But be looking for this. And the Pope Francis has just, there's been some new stunning information regarding the Pope that I want to relay to you. And I'm going to give you some interesting personal commentary out of this, which could be absolutely prophetic. So don't miss that. We'll keep you updated on that. And we will let you know if we will either take a break tomorrow night, which will be the 17th of October on Thursday night, and be back on Friday. Or we may do another doubleheader tomorrow. Come on here during the day, in the afternoon or in the morning, and then we'll come back 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll see how that goes, because a lot of times I have to listen to my body. If I need to rest, I do that, and we recuperate, and we gather some information, and we give you what we feel like you need to be informed and know about. And also, of course, we got equipping messages lined up. We want to equip the body of Christ and edify you as well. So listen, we love you guys. We appreciate you. And of course, don't forget, guys, every Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, Lord willing, we come on here and we do a corporate time of prayer with our family. And that's all of you guys here on YouTube, when we come together and we pray over needs, each other, the body of Christ, and the events going around the world. So be sure, if you've not subscribe to our YouTube channel, please come over here and do that so you can be a part of this. Again, every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on our YouTube channel. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. And until we see you next time, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.